Shalom to all. Today's Avos Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav. We're talking about the seventh line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah Ish Tayil and Mechulu. And today's Avos sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So is Machlekes Tana Kamli Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah whether or not we hang a woman who gets skila. Rabbi Lezer says yes. Chacham say no. So the Gemara explains Matam Darbanon. What's the reason of Darbanon? And that's because Amar Kol the Pasuk says V'Salisa Aisa. You shall hang him. And the Drasha is Aisa V'Lo Aisa. We only hang a man but not a woman. Rabbi Lezer, what does he do with this pasuk? Aisa B'Lo Ksusa. When we hang him, it's without his clothing, but not a woman. Opening its tongue with her clothing. Rabbanon and Echanami, you're right, that's what they do with that pasuk as well. El Amakra, rather, a different pasuk tells us that we do not hang a woman. That's because the pasuk says, when there's a sin in a man, that tells us, ish, v'lo isha, only the man gets hung up, but not a woman. Rabbi Lezer, hi v'chiyye be'ish, my darsh be, what does Rabbi Lezer do with this pasuk? And the answer is, Amar Shlokish, he tells us, halumute ben soyer myra, that's to exclude ben soyer myra, he does not get hung up afterwards. As the Gemara of a time of a brisa, it says, ben soyer myra niskal v'nitla de Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer tells us beferush, that ben soyer myra not only gets skilo, but he also gets hung up. El Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, rather he says the exact opposite, it's the rabbi's ben sarim mayra, to include a ben sarim mayra. My time all, why is that? How is it including ben sarim mayra? That's because the Amar Kol Pasuk says, v'chiyye be'ishchet, when a man has a sin, and that's a miyot, it's an exclusion. That tells us, ish v'loy ben, only a man but not a son, and therefore ben sarim mayra will be excluded. Then the Pasuk tells us, chet, and we will learn from there, misha al chetoy nerag, that's if a person gets killed because of his sin, meaning he gets skila, because he did something that he's chayv skila for, so then he gets hung up. But yotz ben sarim mayra, that excludes ben sarim mayra, shal shum soifei nerag, he gets killed because of what his end is going to be. In the 8th parak we're going to discuss this, and so it's another miyot, and I have a miyot achar miyot, that's two miyots, one after another, vein miyot achar miyot, el rabbis, two miyots, one after another, is just coming to include, and therefore we actually include ben sarim mayra, that when he gets skila, he gets hung up. And continue to go to the Mishnah, Amalan Rabbi Lezer, v'aloshim ben shetach, ta'a noshim v'chulu, Rabbi Lezer told the chamim, look, shem ben shetach, he gave skila to 90 witches, and hung them up afterwards, so we see that a woman who gets skila gets hung up. And to this, the chamim responded, that anyway, you're not allowed to judge two people in one day. No two capital cases are allowed to be judged in the same day. And Shem ben Shetach did that. So it must be Uzairah's show, something unique for that time, and therefore can't learn anything from what Shem ben Shetach did. Now, Amar Chizr of Chizr says, Lo Shanu, this was only taught that you can't judge two cases in one day, El Bishtei Misais. That's only with two separate Misais. Let's say Skila and Sreifa. Avol Misa Achas, if it's the same Misa, done in, then they could be judged. Ask Gemara, how could this be? V'ha Maisa Shem ben Shetach, the Misa Achas Havai. The whole story of Shem ben Shetach was the same Misa. They all got Skila, Beka Amrule, and still a Chum told Rabbi Lezer that ain't done in, that two cases like this are not allowed to be judged. So it can't be that's what Rabbi Chizr is talking about. El Rav says the Gemara, Itmar, if Rabbi Chizr said something like this, Hachi Itmar, this is what he said. Loi Shanu, this is only taught that two things can't be judged in one day. El b'misa achas ke'ein shtei misais. If it's one misa, which is like two misais. Ve'chidami, what's an example of this? Kegain shtei aveirais. For example, if a person was over two separate aveirais, let's say he was Michal Shabbos and he was over avodah zarah, so this is two separate aveirais, that's considered misa achas ke'ein shtei misais. That's not allowed to be judged in the same day. Avol misa achas v'aveira achas, if it's one misa and the same aveira, done in. Then it is allowed to be judged in one day. However, Moser Vada Barava, he asks, we have a rabbi that tells us, ain't done in Shnaim B'Amechad, two are not allowed to be judged in the same day, v'afilu b'noi v'noi ofes, even two adulterers, the man and the woman, and that's the same exact misa and the same aveira. So this is not a good explanation. Do we answer no? Tegmar Rav Chizr explains as follows, b'bas koin u'bayla, or b'bas koin v'zoy mezoy meha, is referring to one of these two cases. If a bas koin is mezane, she gets sreifa, but the one who lived with her either gets skila or chenek, and so even though that's a case of noif and ofes, it's still two different misais, and it's the same token, bas kayin and zoyim mezoyim meha. The daughter of the kayin gets sreifa, but ones who were mazim the edim, who were originally mazim her, meaning we had Reuven and Shimon testifying about the bas kayin, that she was mezane. Then we had Levi and Yehuda, who were mazim Reuven and Shimon, so Levi and Yehuda technically would be killed, and the bas kayin would not. But then Yisachar and Zvulun came along, and they were mazim Levi and Yehuda, and so now we go back to the original din, that she's going to get sreifa, and the edim zoyimin are going to get a different misa, and so once again, we have the case that we have the same aveira, but it's two separate misais, and that's what this is referring to. And Tanya Rabbi Yaakov Emor, he says, Shemati, I heard, meaning my Rebbeim taught me, Shebezin makin va'onchin, shalom min ha-Torah. The Bezin can give Malkus, and they can punish, meaning they can give Misa, shalom min ha-Torah. Avoy lavro devar Torah. They're not trying to transgress what the Torah says. Elok de las siyag la-Torah. They're simply trying to make a fence for the Torah. They're trying to protect the Torah. Even though this Malkus or Misa is not written, still they're able to do it because they're Bezdin, and they realize that this is very important. And Umaisab Echel Shrachel Asus b'Shabbos, there's a story with a fellow who was riding a horse on Shabbos, b'mei Yivanim. This was in the days of the Yivanim, the Greeks, v'yivu le-Bezdin, and they brought him to Bezdin, uskaluhu, and they gave him skila. Not that he was fitting for that, he was just over drabanon. It's just that it was necessary for that time. They had to do some stopgap measure to stop the terrible chil that was going on, and that's why they gave him Misa. And Shom Maisa Ba'Mecha, there was another story with a fellow, that he lived with his wife underneath a fig tree, and this was out in the open. And they brought him to Bezin to give him Malkus. Not because it's fitting for that, there's no lav in the Torah to do this. Rather, it was necessary that time because people were exhibiting terrible behavior like this, and and therefore they felt necessary to give him malchus. Moving on to the last Mishnah, discussing somebody who gets skila and what to do with him. How do they hang the body after it gets skila? They sink the beam into the ground, and there's a stick or a pole coming out of this beam, like the classic gallows from the pictures. It's like an upside down L. And they put the two hands in the niskal, one on top of the other, and they hang him by his hands. Now Rabbi Yossi says, no, that the beam has to be leaning against the wall, and they hang him like butchers do, like a butcher hangs a corpse in order to flay it. That's how they hang this person. I think Gemara is going to explain what the machlekes is. Now the Mishnah continues, matir noisei miyad, they undo the corpse right away. They hang him for a moment and then undo him, and then they bury him. Now vimlan, if the corpse stayed overnight without being buried, the pasuk says, loisal nevasei alaitz, don't allow his nevela to hang overnight on the tree. Kikarasek berenu, he has to be buried. Kikilas alakim taloi v'gaimer, because the curse of Hashem is hanging. Kloimar, what does this mean to say? In other words, if people see this person hanging, what are they going to say? Why is this guy hanging? Because he cursed Hashem. And it turns out that's a chil shem shemayim, because when people see this guy hanging, they remember that Hashem was cursed. That is a chil Hashem. Therefore, we have to take him down right away and bury him. Now, Rav Meir gives a different explanation of this pasuk. Ki kilas Hashem b'shash adam etzdar. When a person is going through pain, he's going through challenge. Shechina mal shana meres. What does the shechina say? Kaviyachol kalani meroshi kalani mizrai. My head is heavy. My arm is heavy. And that's learned from lashon of kilas. Kilas is a lashon of less kal. It's not light, which means it's heavy. And that's what the shechina says when a rush is going through challenge. And imkena makam etzdar l'damin shal rishayim shenishbach. This is how Hashem is going through distress when the blood of rishayim is spilled. Kavachaymer al damin shal tzadikim. For sure, when a tzaddik goes through pain, Hashem for sure kaviyachol feels like this. Now going back to burying a person, v'loizu b'vad amru, it's not just with this, with a person who got skila, that he has to be buried right away. Alakol ham'an is meisai, anyone who allows a corpse to be left overnight without being buried, over b'loisase, they're over loisase. However, halinu l'chvaydai, if they allow him not to be buried because of his kavod, for example, l'havilei arnav t'achrichim, to bring him a casket or burial shrouds, ain't over alav, so then they're not over. Now back to a person who's a niskal, v'loyei kavod noisei b'kuras ha'vaysav, they would not bury him in his family burial plot. Back in the day, they used to have these family burial plots where everyone from the family was buried. He was not buried there because he's a Rasha and he cannot be buried next to Tzadikim. Elo, shtei batei kvaros hayu mitukanim lebezdin. Bezdin had two separate batei kvaros, achas nehragu lechnakin, one for people who were killed by the sword or strangulated, v'achas, and the other one was lenuskal and nisrafin, for those who got skila or burned, and this person in this skal was buried over there. Now, nisachal abasar, once his flesh completely decayed, that means he got his kapara, malakten his atzamais, then his family could gather the bones, v'kaivin oisanim kaimon, and bury them in their place, in the family burial plot, v'akrevin bayim v'shalim b'shalim adayanin, and the relatives come, and they say shalom aleichem to the dayanim, hello, they speak to them, u'bishlam eidim, and they speak to the eidim as well. Claiming meaning to say, she'en v'lebeinu aleichem, we don't have anything against you, even though because of your psak and your eidos, our relative was killed, there's nothing personal, she'din emezdantem, you judge the proper din, and we're totally understanding of that, and that's why we're coming and saying shalom aleichem, and being nice and pleasant. And the Mishnah concludes, man vavon beis on top, v'loi ha'im es ablim, they do not go through avelos, they don't go through the whole avelos process, because that's a kavod to the mace, and the mace is a rasha, so he doesn't get that kavod, aval einin, but they could do aninos, she'en aninos el b'lev, aninos is in the heart. This is an internal mourning, not an external expression. And Eli Gemara says, Tanabon, we have a brisa. Ilu nemar chet v'talisa. If the pasuk would have said he sinned and he shall be hanged, ha'yisiyamar would have said, toilenoisai rachach misenoisai, that we should first hang him and then kill him, meaning basically hang the person up and throw stones at him. And why would we do this? K'derach shamachsai said, this is the way it goes in the world, that a person gets hung up and they'll punish him by whatever punishment he deserves. However, Talmulaimer, because of that, the pasuk tells us, v'humas v'talisa, that he shall be killed and then you shall hang him. That tells us, misenoisai, first he gets skila, then he gets hung up. Okay, that has it work specifically. So Mashan Oisai, they delay his judgment until right before Shkia. The government is Dinoi, they complete the din, they pass on that he's Chayav Misa, Umisan Oisai, then they execute him, then they hang him up. Echad Kaisher, one ties him, Vechad Matir, and then another person unties him right away. This is just to Makayim the mitzvah of hanging him up, but he's not hung up for more than a second. They hang up the dead body and they literally take it down the next second. Now we go on to explain the Machlaikas Tanakan Rabbi Yosi, how the person is supposed to be hung. Tanarabana, we have a breast that tells us eights. The pasuk says a tree or wood, Shemaan, yeah, we'll hear from this, Ben Batal Shemaan Mechaber, that the corpse is hung either on a piece of wood that's detached from the ground, or either if the tree is still attached to the ground, he could be hung on it. And because of this, Tamalema, the pasuk says, Ki cover, he shall be buried. And we learn from this that he has to be buried with the wood that he was hung on. Misha in Mechoser El Kvura, that tells us the only thing that's lacking after he's hung is burial. Yotzezed excludes a person who's hung on a tree that's still attached to the ground, Shemachoser Ktsitsa Ukvura, it's lacking two things. It has to be cut down and then it's buried. And therefore, he's not going to be buried on a tree which is attached to the ground. It has to be a piece of wood that's stuck into the ground, and all we have to do is take it out and bury him with it. Now, Rabbi Yossi says that no, Mishen Mechoser El Kvura, the only thing that could be lacking is burial. Yotzezesh Mechoser Tlishu Kvura. This excludes what the Tanakh Tama holds could be done that the wood of the gallows is placed into the ground. Well, that's no good because it has to be pulled out of the ground and then buried. That's where Rabbi Yossi says that the wood is simply leaned against the wall. For Rabbanon, what do they respond to that? Talisha lav klumhi, simply pulling a piece of wood out of the ground is not a big deal. It's not like a tree that needs to be cut down. It just needs to be pulled out, so it's fine. Can you explain the mission? We said, we had said the reason why there's an isser of lina, the person's not allowed to stay hanging, is because that's going to bring a chilul Hashem. And Tanya Vavrai, so Amr Meir, Meir says, Mashlu Mashal, they gave him mashal to this, what's it comparable to? Two brothers who are twins, they look alike, who live in the same city, one of them was appointed as a king, one of them became a bandit, a robber, a highwayman, the king commanded and they hung this guy up, and called Roy Oisai, anyone that saw him, Amr said, the king is hanging, and that's a disgrace to the king, so the king commanded and had him taken down, and we know that every person is in the image of Hashem, therefore when a person's hanging, that's a chil Hashem, so we take him down. And Rav Meir of Chulu, Rav Meir had said in the Mishnah, that we have this explanation of kilolas, meaning Hashem says, kolanim yoreshi, kolanim izrai, my head and my arm is heavy. Now the question is, my mashma, how is that inferred from the pasuk? And Amar Abaye says, as we had explained, kamanda amr, it's if a person says, kal less, it's not light, meaning it's heavy. So Amalei Rava told him, imkain, if that's really so, kavod alei yoreshi, kavod alei izrai, yobayalei, then the pasuk should say it straight out, that my head is heavy, my arm is heavy. Why use this opposite lashon of, kal less, it's not light, just say that it's heavy. El Amar Rava, rather Rav explains, very similar but different. Kamad Amar, it's like a person who says, Keli Alma, it is very light. When you ask a guy who's in a hospital bed, how do you feel? And he says, I feel wonderful. He's obviously being euphemistic. He doesn't feel wonderful. He feels terrible. And it's the same thing. When the Pasuk says, Kilas, it's like Hashem is saying, Keli, everything is great for me. It's very light, which means the opposite, it's heavy. Ask Amar, hold on a second. How can we make a Joshua out of this Pasuk? Hayu Bayo Gufo. We need it for it itself to say that the corpse is not allowed to be left hanging. The Gemara answers, no. Im Kain, if we only need it for that, name across the Pasuk should say, Mikalel, my Kilolas. Why this interesting lashon of Kilolas? It must be the Kilin's lashon of Keli. Ask the Gemara of Emakul Hachiudasa. Maybe that's the only thing the Pasuk is telling us. This wonderful drasha of Hashem saying, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizrahi. And there's actually no Isser of leaving the corpse hanging. And to that, the Gemara answers, Im Kain, if that's really so, name Akra, Kalas. All the Pasuk should say is Kalas. My Kilolas. Why this double Lamed, Shema Minotarti? So we can learn both things from here. Continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said, V'loi Zubavad V'chulu, that it's not just this. It's not just a person who got Skila, who's not allowed to be left overnight unburied. It's really any corpse has to be buried and not left overnight. So how do we know if a person leaves a corpse unburied overnight that he's over a loisase? And that's because Talmud the pasuk says ki kavrasik berenu. It's a double lashon. That tells us a person leaves a corpse unburied overnight, he's over a loisase. Now ikanami, some say that remez where's a remez for kvura? Where do we see in the Torah that a corpse should be buried? Maybe you just leave him to decay out in the open. Where do we see he's supposed to be buried? Talmud, because the pasuk says ki kavrasik berenu mikan remez lekvura min atayra. This double lashon tells us that a corpse should be buried. And now we have a story about this. Amalei Shvor Malka l'Rav Chama, Shvor Malka, who's a Persian king who very often had discussions with a chamim, he asked Rav Chama, kvura min atayra minayin, where do we see the concept of kvura in the Torah? And Ishtek Rav Chama was quiet, Ramalei Lamidi, he didn't say anything. So Rav Achim Bar Yaakov commented on this, Imser Alma Biyad Tipshai, the world was given over to the hands of fools. Meaning Rav Chama should have answered him the following, Dibayle the Meimar, Kikavar. He should have quoted in the pasuk of Kikavar, and that tells us that a corpse should be buried. Now the Gemara answers that the reason why Rav Chama did not say that is because Levele Aron, it could always be explained that the pasuk is just saying, make an Aron, make a casket for the corpse, but not that it has to be buried. But the question is, Tikberenu, why didn't he tell him that there's this double Lashon of cover Tikberenu and that tells he has to be buried? And the answer is, Loi Mashmale. Shvar Malka wouldn't have liked that, he wouldn't have said, oh, a double Lashon teaches us this. As Rav Nema, he should have told him, Mid Ikber Tzadike, since we see a Tzadikim, namely the Avos, we know that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were buried, so we see there's a Chiv to be buried. And the answer is, no, Minhag Ba'alma, that was just a Minug. We know that people used to bury their dead, so maybe that was just a Minug, but that's not a riot, it's a chiyuv. Ask Gemara in the Kareh Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Why don't we learn from here? Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu, so that should be the chiyuv that everyone has to be buried. And the answer is, Lo Yishtani Minhaga, it could just be that Hashem did this, so as not to change from the minug. But again, it could just be that it's a minug to bury dead, but not that you have a chiyuv to. So we continue discussing this Tashma of an attempted raya. The following is from Nevuah that Achia Hashiloini told the family of Yeravam ben Nevat. He formed Malchus Yisrael, and him and his family were terrible avaryanim, terrible avir avera. However, the son of Yeravam, Aviah, he was an okay guy, and therefore the Navi, Achia Shilani said, V'softu loy kol Yisrael v'kavru oisai, that when he dies, all of Am Yisrael will mourn him and they will bury him, as opposed to everyone else from Yeravam's family will not get this covered. So we clearly see that there's a chiyuv to bury. And the answer is not right from here, D'loy Shtani M'haga. It could just be the Navi was saying that in regards to Aviah, they're not going to change from the Minog and they're going to bury him, but not that there's a chiyuv. Here we have another attempted raya. This Nevuah was said about a city called Anasais, who were terrible Roshayim, that loy softu v'loy kaveru l'daimon al pnei adam, they're not going to be eulogized and they're not going to be buried. They're just going to be left disgraced on the face of the earth. So maybe once again, we could see from here that really there's a chiv to bury a person, and it's just over here since they were cursed, they weren't allowed to be buried. But once again, the Gemara says not a right. No, it could just be there's just a minhag to bury a person, and here in order to show how terrible they were going to have a change in the minhag and not be buried. But once again, no raya that there's a chiv minatar to bury a person. And continues to discuss burial. Ibayhu, that's the following question. Kavur mishum bizayinahu is the reason why I bury a person because bizayin meaning it would be a disgrace to the family if the corpse is just left out to decay in public. Or is it a kapara for the person themselves? What would be the difference? An example is the amar. Let's say a person himself says, "Loi beino tekbru lahu gavra." I don't want that person to be buried, referring to himself, meaning he basically tells people before he dies, "Don't bury me." So yeah, mishum bizayinahu. If you want to say it's because of bizayin, it's a degradation to the family, local community. He's not able to do this. He can't have his family degraded just because he doesn't want to be buried. But if you want to say it's because of kapara, ha'amar loi beino kapara. He said, "I don't want a kapara." And even if he is buried, he's not going to get a kapara. My, so what is it? And one attempted answer is Tashmam and the Ikbar Tzadike. We see that since Tzadikim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were buried. V'iyam mishum kapara. If you want to say it's because kapara, Tzadik kapara tzriche. Do you think Tzadikim need kapara? It must not because of kapara. And the answer is that in actually Tzadikim do need kapara. The pasuk says Adam ain't tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. There isn't a single person who's such a tzadik in the land that did good and did not sin. Meaning every single person has some sort of avera that he would need a kapara for, and therefore could be actually the burial is for kapara of the person themselves, but no raya. So Tashmam, another attempted raya from a previously quoted pasuk. Achiyashilani said about this one relative of Yeravim's family that was Safdu Loi Kal Yisrael V'Kavru, I say they're going to bury him, but no one else is going to be buried. Now V'i Amr Ki Hechad L'Havle Kapara, if you want to say the burial is for a kapara, Hanachnami Likbru, the other members of Yeravim's family should also be buried. Kehechad L'Havle Hu Kapara, so they should get a kapara. And by the fact that they weren't buried, it must be that it's not because of kapara. So Gemara says no, not a raya. Haidet Tzadiku T'Havle Kapara, since he, this one person we're talking about, this Aviyah, he was a tzaddik, so he's zaycha to the kapara of burial. Whereas Hanach Loi L'Havle Kapara, the other members of the family, they were such a shame. They weren't even zechet to the kapara of burial, so no raya from there. Tashma would be another attempted raya. This is from the other pasuk that we quoted. Lo yisof tu v'lo yikaveru. And so we see the people of this town were not going to be buried, and must be the burial is not because of kapara. If it was, why wouldn't they be buried? So once again, the Gemara answer is not a raya. De lo yitavelu kapara. We could say they were so terrible they weren't even zechet to the kapara they would get through their kavura, and so wouldn't necessarily have a raya. Now we bailu another question. They asked hespeda, the concept of giving a hespeda eulogy, yikar dechayehu, is that for the honor of the living that when we eulogize the dead that brings an honor to the living relatives, or is it honor to the dead, to the corpse? L'mayin afkamina, what would the difference be? Number one, d'amar lo tespedu elohu gavra, if a person says, don't eulogize him, so if it's for his honor, then we won't eulogize him, but if it's for his relative's honor, he's not able to say that. Inam, alternatively, lafukim yarshim, to take from the yarshim. Back in the day, they used to hire an official eulogizer to get up and say things about the mace. Now, if it's for the mace, he could say, I don't want this to happen, and even if a eulogizer gets up, he can't force payment from the yarshim, because the mace himself said, I don't want you to eulogize me. But if it's for the relatives, so then even if the mace himself said that he doesn't want, it doesn't make difference. It's not for him, and the maspid could take money from the yarshim. So Tashmi would have tempted Raya. It says the pasuk Vayavi Avram Lispa El Sarvel of Kaisa, and Avram came to give a hespid for Sarah to cry for her. And by the fact the pasuk says that he came, that's mashma that they had to wait for him. Now Vi Avram Mishum Yikar de Chayhu. If you want to say that hespid is for the honor of the living, Mishum Yikar de Avram Mashul Al Sarah, because of Avram's honor, they're going to wait and not bury Sarah because of his honor. That doesn't make sense. It must be that it's for the honor of the deceased. So the Gemara says no Raya. Sarah Gufa Nichola. Sarah herself would have wanted this, Kihechdim Yakar Ba'Avram, so that Avram could get honor through them eulogizing her, and therefore wouldn't have Raya from here. Tashma, another attempted Raya. Once again, we quote this pasuk. It says, that this one family member of Yeravam was going to get a hesped. Now, if you want to say that eulogizing the dead is just for the honor of the living relatives, all of his living relatives, they deserved honor. They were terrible Rishayim. So it must be it's for the honor of the deceased. The Gemara says, not a Raya. Nichol Hul Tzadikaya, Demi Yakar Behu Inchi, Tzadikim actually want other people to get honor through them. So even though this pasuk is talking about Aviyah, who is a tzaddik to some extent, and all of his living relatives were Rishayim, nonetheless we could say that the tzaddik wants his living relatives to get honored through him. So no raya from here. Tashma, have another attempted raya. This is something that Yirmiyahu Navi told Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, who is the last Jewish king. This is at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He said as follows, B'shalom Tamos, you're going to die in peace, and in the pyres of your forefathers, the earlier kings that were before you, Kenyas Frulach, that's what they're going to burn for you. This is referring to earlier minhag that they had, that anytime a king died, all of his personal effects were burned with him. So that's what Yirmiyahu is telling Tzidkiyah, that he's going to die like regular, and all of his stuff is going to be burned, and v'hoi adon yisaftu lach, they're going to give a hesped about you that hoi adon, woe to us, our master died. Now, v'yam mishon yikar d'chayehu, if you want to say a hesped is for the honor of the living, manaf gleminei, why would Tzidkiyah care about this? He's dead already, why would he care if they're going to give a hesped about him? And so once again, we could say that, no, hachikamar le, it could be this way Yirmiyahu was telling him, liyakru beich Yisrael, that the yidden are going to get honor through you, the same way they got honor through your forefathers, and therefore there's no raya from here either. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, and continue to discuss trying to find rayas of what the purpose of a hesped is. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.